I want to talk to you today about a two-step lead generation program. This is the same program that I used when I entered the travel industry quite a few years back, and you'll notice it. It's used a great deal on the internet and also in the Sunday papers. It's called the two-step lead generation program. It'll work for you as well as it worked for me. Before I analyze the step-by-step process, I want to give you a little rationale about why this system is so effective. If you come into my office or you call me on the phone and you write me a letter and tell me about you, I'm going to lose interest immediately. But if you tell me about something that I'm interested in, if you answer my questions, if you tell me or give me some information that'll help me make wiser decisions down the road, I'm going to put you into a different category. The two-step lead generation program does just that. It provides the listener or the prospect or the customer with information that they are interested in. The program calls for them raising their hand saying, hey, I want to talk to you. Hey, you have something that I want to read or I want to own or I want to have. And years ago, when I first entered the travel industry, it was a time when where travel agents were trying to sell their services to the corporate sector. And I would go in as a corporate salesperson, and I would be given accounts for foolish reasons. I don't know if it was because they liked the color of my suit or they liked the color of my hair or they liked the sound of my name. I don't know why they were giving me the account, but it didn't seem too intelligent. The reasons weren't too intelligent. So I then said, why don't I introduce my two-step lead generation program and I'll tell people how to select a travel agency. I wasn't going to tell them how to select Mike. I was going to go tell them how to choose the best travel agency for your corporation. So what I did was this. I first, as always, you decide who your target market is in the form of a database or a list or whatever you want to call it, but you decide who you want to dance with. You decide who you want to do business with. Put the names down on a list of paper, and that's exactly what I did. I had about 300 companies within a 20-mile radius of my travel agency that I was working for, and I put them down on a list of paper, and then I wrote them a letter. Before writing the letter, I found out by a little phone research who the person was who made the travel decisions. This is a little legwork. This is the hard work. This is where you pick up the phone and ask who makes the travel-related decisions in the corporation. Once I had that list, I personally had about 300 names on my list. I then wrote them a letter, and I said to them that it's a little confusing to me, someone who's new to the industry, why corporations select travel agencies. I have a booklet that will tell you, walk you step by step through the process of how to select a corporate travel agency, how to select the best travel agency for your company. I wrote that in a letter. After I told them that I had this booklet, I then told them what was in the booklet. I told them the five steps they would need to know. And then I gave them 27 questions that they could ask the next travel agency that came through the door. They could ask these questions, and they could now decide more intelligently who was the best travel agency for their company. I wasn't selling my company. I was selling them a booklet with information on how to select the best travel agency for your company. See, there was no pushiness, no arrogance, no manipulation. I'm here to help you. Take my free information. The people who raised their hand and said, let me have the information, were clear indications that these people were interested in the travel industry. They just jumped off the page. They're interested in the subject matter that I was selling. So they go on to a separate list. They went on to my A list. I had 300 people. I wrote them a letter. The people who asked for my booklet, I then sent them the booklet, and I put those names on a hot list because I know that these people were speaking my language. They were interested in finding out how to select the best travel agency for their company. Now, keep in mind, I'm just using the booklet that I used 15 years ago as an example. I'm going to tell you about how you can get your own booklet, how you can get your own special report, how you can write your own tips booklet. I'm going to make it easy for you to use this system. But I use the booklet, How to Select the Best Travel Agency for Your Company. Let me repeat it again so you don't miss the point. Here are the two steps in the two-step system. First of all, you write a letter to ask the people, or an email, or a postcard or a telephone call or any way you approach somebody to say, are you interested in what I have to say, what I have to offer? That's step one. Step two is they raise their hand and ask for it. You send them the booklet, and then you follow up with people who, by their own definition, are interested in your subject matter. This eliminates all the pushiness. Now, a lot of the people I teach this program to get it this far. They get the idea of developing a database. They get the idea of publishing and writing a special report or tips booklet. They get the idea of sending out the feeler letter or email or postcard, and they also get it to send them the booklet. But here's where they fail, and here's where the system breaks down. Now it's up to you to get on the telephone 5 days later, call up those very same people, and ask them three questions. The first question is, hi, this is Mike Marshev. You asked for a free booklet of mine a while ago. I'm calling today to find out if you received the booklet. That's question number one. Question number two, did you have a chance to browse through the booklet? Question number three, are there any questions I can help you with today? Number one, did you receive it? Number two, did you have a chance to read it? Number three, are there any questions that I can address today? Now, in most cases, here are the answers you're going to receive to those three questions. The answer to number one, yes, Mike, I received it. Thank you very much. The answer to question number two, no, Mike, I did not have a chance to read it yet. Answer to question number three, no, there's nothing you can help me with today. Now that you know what the answers are going to be to your questions, I don't want you to be upset or bummed out or depressed when you get these answers. This is what's going to happen. But the good you have done as a result of that phone call speaks volumes of your professionalism. You have now imprinted your name, your voice, and the name of your company on that person for the first time. Now, you all know, if you've listened to CD number one, what the rule of seven is. People don't respond immediately today. It takes a number of impressions for people to feel comfortable and for people to trust other people today. So the system now that you sent them a piece of information that's valid, that's good, that's clean, that's appropriate, and you followed up, now it's in your best interest to put them on your tickler file to follow up in another 6 or 7 weeks' time. Send them an article. Now that you've sent them one piece of information, you have the green light to send them additional pieces of information because you know they're interested in that particular subject matter. Now when you see an article, you can shoot it out to the same person. Now that you see something in the newspaper of a seminar or a workshop, you can cut it out and send it to that person. Every time your name comes across their desk, it's another imprinted impression of you and your company and your professionalism. In your mind, you should be thinking not if I'm going to ever do business with this customer, but when. If as long as you don't quit on the system, you will, in fact, be doing business with this person when they are ready to do business with you.